Alone is the conditions of bliss, not the beginnings of great search. It is the possibility of sudden knowledge, unless you are more than alone, pursuing the answers, lonely where you are only alone. Alone is the premise of great knowledge, and wisdom is simply the awareness that you are alone. Thus the wise begin understanding by standing alone, and soon they know the wisdom of it. Alone is my original form. Remaining alone, I understood. Understanding, I am the immensity of great love, loving radically and uncaused, alone with no one. I am no longer troubled. I have two ways to make you see me in the mind. Two words. The one is truth, to make you understand. And then I also signify my presence by a telling of my forms. But when I have you by the mind, I breathe you in and round the heart with soundless luxuries and meaningless care. I am the one who has appeared as you, and one who knows me does not see me anymore. One who knows me is the heart itself, and he does the heart's work. He speaks two words, the one to make you understand, the other turns you to himself. But then and then, he breathes you in with soundless luxuries and meaningless care. I've grown used to miracles. The wonder is not whether we will be together, me with those I'm loving, on some other side. The wonder is that we've met and been together, loving here, in this half-made world, where love is yet to take its hold. Of course, this is no consolation to you, you who are seeking for me everywhere. But this is not the place for consolations, and only those who understand are fit for loving here. I was used to miracles the day I lived, and now I begin my days myself. Even if I make a logic of your sentiment, if we found us here, how should we lose the touch in a world more light?